Now, what is the correct way to pronounce your stage name?
Well,
do people mispronounce this?
Shit. I don't know for real.
Do people misspell it?
Shit, I don't know.
Now, do you accept any abbreviations of this stage name of yours?
Like abbreviations, what you mean when you say abbreviations?
Like a shortened form of your stage name, perhaps? Like WAP, for example. Are you okay with people calling you WAP for short instead of...
Wopster. Wopster. Little WAP, whatever. Shit, I'm WAPing it, motherfucker.
When it comes to those abbreviations, however, do you have a preference on either WAP or Wopster?
Not really, shit. Either one. Either one.
And not a trick question here, but may sound similar. Zooming out, do you prefer people call you by your full stage name or these abbreviations?
I don't need matter for real.
Now, care to share your race, ethnicity, or nationality?
I don't really know what I am for real. I really don't. I need to go find out.
And what is the main language you speak at this point?
English.
Do you speak any other languages aside from English?
No, I just speak English.
Be that as it may, ever took a foreign language class in school, perhaps?
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I promise you, I'm not even sure.
And zooming out even further, how far did you end up getting with that education?
I graduated and all that shit. Yeah.
Graduated high school?
Yeah, for sure. I graduated high school.
Care to share the name of that high school?
What the fuck was the name of that shit? Damn. It was like an alternative school. I graduated though. Oh, bro.
And do you remember what area that school was in?
It was in Chicago.
Now, diving a little bit deeper, let's rewind even further than that, okay? For those in the audience, getting to know you for the very first time, care to share where you were born?
I was born in Chicago, Illinois.
And care to share where you were raised as well?
I was raised in Chicago, Illinois.
And does it get any more specific than that, like a particular portion of Chicago?
Englewood.
And what ages were you raised in Englewood specifically for?
Like how old was I when I was still living in Englewood?
Yeah, from about what age to what age were you in Englewood specifically?
Shit, I don't know, for a minute though, I was in that motherfucker.
And do you still reside in Chicago today?
No, I don't reside in Chicago today.
Care to share where you do reside these days?
I'm in Atlanta right now.
And do you remember what age you were when you moved to Atlanta for the first time?
Bro, I don't. Oh, bro, I'm a rock star. I'd be really, you feel me, just living it up for real.
Now, be that as it may, do you recall the reason for the move from Chicago to Atlanta back in those days?
My little brother and shit just came down here on some shit. And I'm like, shit, I'm going to come down here with you. And
that's it. When you use the phrase brother, are you speaking biologically or figuratively?
That's my motherfucking brother. That's my brody. That's my dog.
Same mother or father as you?
Nah, damn no. My father, that's my dog, though.
Want to put a name to it?
Nah, his name is Cola. Boss Cola. That shit.
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone, but can you give the audience 5 tips on moving to Atlanta?
Like 5 tips, like what you gonna need or like what you mean? Like,
it's up to you, whatever you care to share. But 5 tips moving to Atlanta.
5 tips, I need some specific shit.
Okay.
5 tips, like just give me some specific shit.
5 tips getting settled to Atlanta, settling in Atlanta.
Oh no. That ain't broad enough, bro.
Okay.
I need like something broader than that. Like 7 tips, like something different than that.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
We'll move. No, that's It's cool, but like, yeah, it gotta be something different than settling, because I don't even know what the fuck about settling.
Well, settling into a new environment, but that's okay.
It's just learning shit. You're gonna love it. Come down here. You're gonna love it for sure. Trust me.
Now back to Chicago. What was that really like growing up in Englewood for you?
That's what was cool. You feel me? It's like any other, you know, state, city and shit, you know, normal shit.
Now, what was the top point for you during your upbringing in Englewood? What was your highest point or most positive moment growing up in that area for you?
I always been like one of them ones, you feel me? So it was always like lit every day type shit. Like.
Now, what about on the opposite end of the spectrum? What was the bottom point for you during your upbringing in Englewood? What was your lowest point, or perhaps your most negative moment growing up there?
Shit, I won't say none of that shit was negative to me. In my eyes, everything was how it was supposed to be. Shit.
Now, how were you able to survive that upbringing in Englewood? Some don't make it.
I'm just different. Everybody I was around, who I was raised with, who I grew up around, they just different. Everybody just can't even explain it for real. Motherfuckers just different.
Now, there are some people who say things like, don't know if I'll make it to see the age of 18. Maybe 21, for example. Did you have any of these thoughts yourself growing up in Englewood?
Nah, not me. Yeah, no.
Why not? Some people do.
Give me a second. Before. But shit, yeah, I don't know. I just don't think like that. I be thinking about some whole other shit. My mind be, you feel me? I be thinking about that.
Be that as it may, knowing what you know now, hypothetically speaking, what would you have said to your younger self back then, if anything?
Shit. I wouldn't say nothing. I did good. I just showed you.
Anything else you want to mention about your upbringing or question you weren't asked, people want to know about that?
Hell no.
Just curious there. Now, what about this? Who or what motivates you at this point?
What motivates me? I'm just a self-driven person. Like, I motivate myself. Like, every day I wake up, it motivates me, shit, because other motherfuckers ain't waking up, so. I'm motivated every day of my life. Every time the time taking, I'm motivated. I'm motivated right now.
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone, but there may be someone in the audience who needs some motivational words or encouragement themselves right now. Can you give them any?
Shit, yeah, keep going. Don't give up. Shit, this shit might be hard, but that shit gonna pay off if you just keep doing that shit. Keep going. You got that shit. That's little shit.
Any other motivation for those in the audience?
What you mean?
Any other motivation? Any other motivational words? Any other encouragement besides what you just said? Or was that it?
No, that was it for real.
Just double checking. All right. Now, what about this? What is your definition of a friend?
A motherfucker that's just there for you. You feel me? Like a motherfucker, you call them, they come through, you do the same, they can do the same, shit like that.
How do you spot a fake friend?
I don't know. Shit, I don't really deal with fake motherfuckers, so I don't really be acting to look for shit like that. I don't be looking for shit like that.
Do you have a best friend?
At the moment, I feel like all my homies, we equal. Ain't nobody above, you feel me? Everybody, we homies. Like, ain't nobody outvalue, you feel me? None of the motherfuckers and shit.
Now, can you explain to the audience everything they need to know about Infinite?
Infinite. Basically, I made that shit myself. I produced that shit, engineered that shit. You feel me? Like, all that shit is self-proclaimed, that's what you call it. I don't know if that's a good word. But yeah, that type of shit, I did that. You feel me? With my hands.
Now, is this project considered a mixtape, EP, or album?
Shit, I consider my shit. You can say it's an album. Shit, that's all I've been dropping, albums.
And why go that route for this project? There are some that choose to do EPs or mixtapes, for example.
I mean, all my projects be albums. Damn, like, every time I go into a project, I go into it thinking, like, I gotta make this, like, the best art I done did. I ain't trying to, like, top the rest of my shit. I'm just trying to make it the best.
Now, can you explain this title and its meaning?
Just, like, it's infinite. Like, basically, like, my style, like, the way and the shit I did is gonna be always, like, in this shit eternity, like, the impact I had on it, like, you feel me? Just music in general, like, is really infinite. It's like, it's a real big meaning to it. Ain't just me, it's bigger than that.
Now, is this a title you came up with or someone coined for you?
I came up with it, for sure.
Now, are there any unknown facts or stories in regards to this album that's never been publicly mentioned before? Could be in regards to creating it, recording it, or releasing it.
No, but I actually produced 10 of the songs. There's 12 on there. I produced 10 of them. That's about it.
Now, how did producing start for you? And before you answer that question, which came first in your life, the recording artist side of things or the producing side of things? Chronologically speaking.
Recording for that came first. For. Yeah. Then I started producing later on. You know, just fucking with music and shit, just being behind the computer.
Now, when it comes to your beats, have other artists recorded on your beats as well, or just you yourself at this point?
Shit. That's out me, but some of the homies hopped on some of my beats before, for sure.
And for those in the audience that are fans or supportive of yours, or maybe, let me rewind that, maybe new fans or new supporters that didn't know you actually did production yourself, what was the first project or what was the first song you started implementing your own beats on?
This album called Say Cheese. I dropped that shit last year around, like, the same time type of shit.
And how many of those beats do you end up producing on it?
I produce every single beat on that type of shit.
So in that case, why not produce all 12 tracks? Why only 10 out of 12 for this particular project?
For real, when I was doing it, I'm thinking, like, on some real shit, I'm like, all these bitches mad, for real. But it is some of them bitches that are like, they hard. I'm like, yeah, these bitches got it going there. But unknowingly, I'm like, you feel me? Like, let me throw these bitches on there just because they that hard type shit. Just because they were so hard. But then when I played it back in my head, I'm like, oh, time to all these bitches. You feel me? Some of the homies produce.
Now, what was the reaction to your production back on the Say Cheese project?
What was the reaction?
Yes. Because in that
with the fans and shit.
Yes, just with the beats alone, because you mentioned you had produced all the beats on that particular project. So what was the feedback just to the beats alone?
Oh, they just fucking with them. They just fucking with them. I feel like I got a like an ear for that type of shit because I make the type of shit. You feel me? So I feel like it correlate with everything type of shit.
Were your fans or supporters surprised?
I think motherfuckers know. I think motherfuckers know what I'm capable of. So. It's speaking to music. Even.
Now, in regards to this particular album, what's your favorite song on it?
My favorite? Damn, I ain't got no favorite. Like, I ain't got no favorite, nothing. It's like a thing for me. I don't got favorites. I just...
Maybe not a favorite song, but a favorite beat on it, perhaps?
Yeah, favorite beat.
Out of the 10 that you produced.
Hell no. I like the Babe one. That bitch hard. Euphoria. That bitch hard.
And what about features? There are no features on this album. Why no features for you?
I don't know. There's nobody at the time when I was doing the album. There wasn't nobody like, you feel me? And man, to collaborate or when nobody, I don't know. If it was a feature, then motherfucker wanna get on my shit, ain't shit, motherfucker. You feel me? But it was just one of those features for real. In my last couple projects, they don't know it. There weren't no features for real. Not purposely, though. But I just...
Now, can you give the audience 5 reasons to listen to this album?
5 reasons? Damn, that's a lot of reasons. I get it as a couple.
Whatever you care
that's
to share.
Hard. Oh no. That's your heart, gang. Go fuck with it. I ain't trying to convince you, my boy. You gotta fuck with it.
Anything else you want to mention about this album or question you weren't asked people want to know about it?
Shit. Nope. Hell no.
Okay, so now last time I asked you if you had a horror high story, and you gave one. But when it comes to drugs and your past history of drug use, has there been any drug that you've quit for good? You no longer use anymore.
I be chillin' for real. I don't be too. I ain't gonna say I don't be all that. You feel me? I can't even say for real, cause like I don't even care about that type of shit for real no more.
Like, just curious there. Now, for those in the audience, getting to know you for the very first time, who are you?
Shit. I'm a little wild. I'm a creator. Shit. An artist. If you listen to my music, you'll see. Yeah. I'm the blueprint of this shit.
Be that as it may, what is the biggest misconception of you at this point?
Shit, I don't know.
What's a viewer opinion that is incorrect people may have about you?
Shit, I don't know. It's their opinion. Whatever they feel like correct is correct.
Craziest rumor you heard about yourself?
I'm used to rumors and shit, so they ain't even crazy no more. That shit is normal.
Now, when it comes to rumors, what is your policy on them?
Shit. Embrace them, shit. I don't know. Hey, rumors, that shit, like, I don't even know what that fucking means for real. Like,
there are some that clear them up and address them when they come about. There's others that sweep it under the rug and let people talk.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Just not be bothered by it. Just sweep it under the rug, my boy.
And why that line of thinking for you? There are some that feel the opposite. They do get bothered by rumors of them.
I just was raised different, like mentally and shit. I was raised like militant, I mean, so to say. Everything I had to deal with was militant, whether it was my peoples, whether it was sports, whether it was, I always had that. I had that mindset, you feel me?
Now, is there a question you receive you dislike getting asked? Something you can't stand to answer, perhaps. Maybe it's a repetitive question. Something you receive all the time. Could be from fans or strangers asking you this.
Not really, shit. I'm really be chill, so I don't really be. Not really.
When it comes to questions, have people question your height?
Yeah. So I'm 6'8". I'm tall as hell.
And are you the tallest member of your immediate family?
No, that's the crazy thing. My cousin, he's 7 foot. He's tallest, for sure.
And this cousin that you're describing here, mother's side of the family or father's side?
Mother's side of the family.
And when it also comes to questions, have people questioned your gender identity, gender expression, or sexual orientation?
No, not really.
Care to share what that is for the record at this point?
Shit, I'm a boy, I'm a man, so to say. I'm a boy.
And being respectful here, what about your sexual orientation as well?
What's that?
Heterosexual, bisexual, homosexual?
I like bitches.
There's some other sexual orientations out there. Those are a few.
I like bitches. I like girls. Yeah, I like girls.
Anything else on the topic of sexual orientation?
Not really, for real.
And what about this? Do people say you look like anybody?
I don't really know, for real.
Just curious there. Never been honestly mistaken for someone else?
Shit, not really. Not that I know of. Like, on some serious shit, like, I don't think so.
For those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, care to share your screen name on Instagram?
LoWop17_.
When it comes to that Instagram profile of yours, you're only following 3 people. And one of the 3 people you follow is Little B. Why 3 people, and why Little B of one of those 3 for you?
I fuck with Lil B, he hard. Like, everything he stand for, like, is really hard. I fuck with Lil B for sure, but I always been, like, a fan of Lil B for real.
Now, do you know him personally by any chance?
No, I never met him before, but shit, the way I used to listen to him and, like, watch him and shit, you would think, you feel me? So it's like, you know, I fuck with bro for real.
Do you have a favorite song or project of his by any chance?
Favorite song, One Time Soup, Paris Hilton, Margin. Lil B got some shit. 30,000 million. Like, he got some shit. I fuck with B so y'all.
And why only three people on Instagram? You are following two other profiles, but why three? Because there's some people that follow hundreds of people on IG, thousands, but you, only three.
I forgot who the third one is. For real, for real. What's the third one?
Well, I can pull that up and alert you on what that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember. No, I remember. It's a model I'm following, too. She dope. She got a dope look, too. I'm like, she look fire. She look fire, for real.
I don't want to mispronounce her name, but it's spelled A-D-W-O-A space A-B-O-A-H.
Yeah, she's fire. She fire. I like her look. She dope.
Do you know her personally by any chance?
No, I just look into her, like, you feel me? I'm like, she just got a dope look to her type shit.
And then you also follow Hood Rich Goth Boys.
Yeah, that's game. Hood Rich Goth Boys, for sure.
But why just three people for you? Or three profiles? Why not more than that?
For real, my feed be kind of fucking boring. I need some more people to be following on that bitch for real, but I don't fucking know. I just be doing different little shit, bro. Like, I don't know. Inconspicuous, whatever the fuck, how you say it, if that's the meaning, but I think it is.
Now, before this interview ends, is there anything else you were not asked, fans or supporters want to know?
I don't know. I don't think so.
People want to know?
I don't think so. No.
Is there anything you want to address while you're here?
No, not really.
Anything else you didn't get a chance to mention you'd like to mention now?
No. That's it. For real.
Any final words?
Get to it, man. Whoever the fuck you is, just get to it. Man. So that's it.